Our theme tonight is keep on keeping on, and that's because, well, let me go back to something I had up in the blog last year, and I talked about in the wrap-up a great quote from the lead character in World War Z, Movement is Life. Brad Pitt is playing a rescue worker who's trying to get his family away from the zombies, and he tries to persuade a family that they're hiding out with to come, and he says, in a situation like this, he says, movement is the life. You got to keep on moving. And we're literally watching a very powerful deflation take hold. There's a new wave coming and it's accelerating. And it's very important that we keep on building and moving into the future. And I know I'm very redundant about this, but I'm going to be redundant again. Please do not buy into a false framework that keeps you frozen. Don't wait for collapse. Don't wait for the collapse of the dollar. Don't wait for the collapse of the global financial system. Don't wait for any of these things. Build the future. Don't wait for the market, the great market clearing, because we're in a slow burn and labor deflation is going to keep on going. That's why I spent so much time in the wrap-up. Please read the wrap-up of this frame of global 2.0 versus 3.0. Because now that the financial coup d'etat is over, 3.0 is very resource rich and it's doing a high tech, you know, hostile takeover of 2.0. And we're literally seeing a giant sucking sound from one to the other as very high tech deflation takes over in the reengineering of the global economy. Labor deflation is going to accelerate. There was an amazing article, a cover story in The Economist, and I think The Economist does a very good job of describing for Mr. Global what he's up to. It's kind of one of the key Mr. Global promo sheets, I would say. And it's got a picture of a tornado literally working its way around a room of people working at desks. The implication being, you know, our desk is going to be re-engineered by this high-tech tornado. It describes one report we've talked about several times in this layer report that estimates that about 40% plus of existing jobs are going to be disappear through automation within a reasonably decent period of time. And one of the things The Economist stresses, the government needs to get ready. Well, you know, I'm not sure how exactly that's going to work, because so much of what is happening has been really rigged by government. There was a great quote from Steve Forbes in the latest Forbes. Let me read it to you. It's in a section called The Lies Continue by Steve Forbes. Only a handful of economists, most notably Forbes columnist David Malpass, have pointed out that this monetary version of price controls he's referring to, quantitative easing, is a form of credit allocation. The federal government easily got all the cash it wanted at ultra-cheap rates, i.e. deficits without tiers. Big companies had no trouble accessing credit and putting their balance sheets in pristine order. But credit to small and new businesses dried up, a drought magnified enormously by bank regulators who told their charges to reduce risk and to document six ways to sunny any loans to a non-big borrower. Remember, small and new businesses are the source of most new jobs. Through its quantitative easing, the Fed effectively sucked up much of the financial market short-term credit that normally would have gone to these businesses. Malpass observes, quote, the U.S. private sector has been facing one of the tightest monetary regulatory policies in business. I would not say that's the U.S. private sector. I would say that's small business. And so clearly there has been a wide discrepancy or handicap put on small business by government. So what is happening is not necessarily the way technology would operate in a market, but it is technologies that services the goal of centralization. We see an Oxfam report this week saying 85 richest people on the planet have the same amount of wealth as the poorest 3.5 billion combined. Bill Gates sort of came back and said that there are going to be no poor countries by 2035, but of course by the time that occurs, many people will starve because they didn't have access to Bill Gates's billions. Bill Gates can say he made the money in the private market. I would say he made that money in the service of the NSA. Anyway, but that's my opinion. So don't believe the story that this is just technology. This is the result of rigging the system in certain ways. And now government's going to have to deal with unprecedented unemployment and rising unemployment and falling incomes in many households at a time when its debt capacity has more than reached its limit. Story in that vein this week is Intel announces that their target employment by the end of 2014 is 5% less than their current workforce. That's 5,380 jobs. They were adamant that this was not going to come from firing, but as a result of people retiring or redeploying or people leaving voluntarily. But it's a chilling reminder of what's underway.